Proclamation number 8970 of 28th of April, 1965. Achievement of the Childship to God of Light Bowings. If you are moved by such questions, which trouble you, then come to me, and I will answer them for you. For you as bearers of light should be informed about which bowings can start the return to earth for the purpose of a mission. They are always bowings of light, i.e., those who have covered the path on earth but did not reach the adoption as children of God, who nevertheless have increased the measure of light more and more and who now offer themselves for a mission for the purpose of achieving the adoption as children of God. And non-fallen original spirits, which likewise strive for the adoption as children of God as last aim and therefore walk the course over earth. The latter also reach their aim with certainty because love is so strong in them, and they are also protected from apostasy, although the opponent will try everything to also bring these, who once did not follow him, to apostasy from me. But their resistance is too great, and the bond with me upholds each one of these original spirits. But not always do those reach their aim. The adoption as children of God, who therefore have already an earthly life behind them, once. But there are only a few of them who do not fulfill their mission in this way, because they are also again in possession of free will, which also allows a decline. So then it is possible that such a being is temporarily confused in thinking and that it now leaves earth again in this state and then also directs its confused thoughts from the hereafter to those with whom it counts on understanding. But this state does not last long until it can again be enlightened by light and now also recognizes that it has failed, and again desires anew to descend to earth. The being can no longer fall back to the deep, only it can use its free will wrongly. What therefore will be the case when it as member of another religion should bring to men the knowledge about Jesus Christ as the divine Redeemer, when an unusual power is at its disposal and it therefore thinks to be on the same level as Jesus Christ through the fullness of this power and this therefore also means the failure of its mission. But his striving for highest perfection will be credited to him, but the now following instructions from the hereafter will be erroneous until it again reaches the light, which also brings back full knowledge to him. The struggle of those men, beings, to reach their perfection still on earth can also only be successful because they are no longer burdened with original sin and exactly for that reason however would also have the possibility to represent the Divine Redeemer and to also present him to those of different faith as the only salvation, so that they then would also have fulfilled their mission completely. But exactly for that reason I will also send such spirits of light there to earth, who as not fallen original spirits, despite free will, proclaim me myself as Redeemer of the world, and the few who accept faith in it will also become free from their original sin, and whether they stand equally far below those wise men, but who, despite their high wisdom and striving for perfection, fail to recognize one thing, that they may not see in Jesus one of their own but that he is everything in everything, that he was only the shell for the highest being in which this highest being wanted to be visible to you, and that they all in spite of their wisdom, do not recognize this and therefore do not stand up for it. A being which descends to earth as a non-fallen spirit will certainly also attain the childship to God, yet a being of light which has already passed over earth once can no longer fall but nevertheless not reach the final aim either if it does not fulfill the mission it was given. But exactly this task is difficult, to carry the teaching of redemption through Jesus Christ there, where men are bound to a school of faith, which pursues completely different aims, which want to reach perfection systematically and do not seek the prerequisite for it in the divine Son of favor, but whose striving is to bring themselves to perfection through utmost self-conquest and mortification, but what can be reached quite simply through intimate union with God and recognition of Jesus Christ as Redeemer of the world. Because then he is free of his original sin, and he can no longer sink back to the deep. But those beings of light put their own gained wisdom before the working of the Spirit, and this is the only way to explain that they therefore fail and cannot stand in full truth until they let themselves be taught by the Spirit, which is always the result of an intimate bond with me, but which those masters believe to be able to replace through their own striving. Amen.